called?
Good morning. We're Masechet Eruvin, Daf Kaf Vav. And we're right at the bottom of Kaf Vav. We started off yesterday where we said like this. Hi Avaranka, right? The Havilei L'Resh Galuta Bustina. So he had this like Avaranka. And Rashi said, yeah. And Avaranka is an Ilan Shetzelo Merube, like a big shady tree. And you put in the middle of the gardens these ministers and etc. to give themselves some shade. We've got a nice picture over here. You know, there's a big Avaranka there sitting in the middle of the garden. He's got a karpaf over here, which is mukaf shalolidira. Right, remember that. Right? And Rashi says, yes, tavli lonen tachtav nachama, to rest over there. And it's in the bustan, Rashi as well, that v'yoteri beit sataim was bigger than beit sataim. Right, shelo hukaf ledira haya hapardes. It wasn't mukaf ledira. So it's more than beit sataim, lo hukaf ledira. We know the rule is you can't carry there. Right, and we also know the rule. We discussed this yesterday, and David asked a good question. That we also know the rule that in order to use a karpaf shelohu kaf ledira, we saw what you got to do. You got to break down the walls more than 10 amas, then rebuild the walls. We want to have the mukaf, the walling, after you've already made a deal, not the other way. Nachschach and walls. Remember, that's my parallel altogether. That's our parallel. We want to have you build the walls first, then the schach. You build the deal first and then the walls. Other way around, you have the same idea. And here, that was lo mukaf ledira. It's bigger than Beit Zataim. And look what the Reish Galuta says to Rav Huna Bereid Rav Chanina. He says, li avid mar takan, to go fix it up for me. We're going to have some bread there tomorrow. We can break bread there tomorrow. You come for a kiddush. Okay, come for a kiddush to my place tomorrow. And we'll sit outside under the trees. So azal avid, so Rav Huna Bereid Rav Chanina. So now he says, come over, we'll have a kiddush tomorrow and sort it all out. So Azal Avad, so what did he do? Rav Huna Bereid Rav Chanina, he was asked by the Beresh Galuta. Kana, pachot mishra. I went and he built like a fenced area in. We see over here in the pictures over here. Right, kana, he built like a little area over there for someone with a table and a chair to sit in. In other words, he created a diur scenario inside this karpaf. Right? Now, He has the wide, what's it called? You throw or whatever, you know what I mean? Right? And then this throws us off here because he did it all. And what was the idea? Look at Rashi at the bottom there. Avad kane kareposh. Hekef kegon mechisot kanim arba mechisot kecher. He made a room out of these poles. Laniach sham balayla hamachot. Put the food there at night. Vladusha mashom. And the guard would stay there. Now suddenly tomorrow they can walk around the whole paradise, this whole bustana, because there was a shomrei. We saw already before, remember, one of our explanations we saw there, that one of the conditions, we saw it, I think, on about Daf Kaf Gimel. Yes, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you go look quickly, you see the Mishnah there. So what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Gaga? Hagina v'hakarpaf. Shein shimma v'shirayim ha'ichshimim v'shirayim ha'mukefet gader gavoa shat v'chim v'tal b'docha u'bilvad sh'yeba shomeira. Condition there'll be there some sort of guardhouse. And then we saw that we said that that was what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said. And then we said, Rabbi Yehuda said, even if there isn't, only if there could just be wells there. Rabbi Kiva said, even if there isn't anything there. Bottom line is, he put a guardhouse in there and he thought he was doing a good thing now. It fitted in well. And now it would be okay to walk around. Now, Rava doesn't agree. Now, yesterday David asked the question, but wait a second, don't we have to do the mukaf after the diur? Here the diur was that after the mukaf. And I said, yes. And I said, look, if you look, Aza Rava Shalfinu. And Rava went and took out these stokes in the ground. I thought yesterday, because I hadn't looked seen further on in the Gemara, I finished off over there my preparation. I thought that what was Rava doing? Rava didn't like this idea. So he was cross with Rav Huna Bereid Rav Chinana, and he pulled out the stokes to say, not good, you can't do it, and he was machmir. On the contrary, look at this. Azar Rav Shalfinu. Why did he Shalfinu? Look at Rashi. Delo sviri leha takante. He never figured you need this takante. Now, a little bit difficult with Rashi. I'm going to say to you now, you'll see the rest of the sugi, it comes out like what I'm saying. Rav said the opposite. Rav's opinion was, there's no need for this. It's fine as is. The fact that you put that shomeira, you put that guardhouse there, you did a job. You fixed it up. Therefore, if you put these poles in, people are going to think that you have to. So even without the shomeira, Rava said the fact that you want to use it, that's difficult to understand Rava here. Because Rava over here took out the things, right? Because he didn't think that it was even necessary over there to do it. Because basically Rava's whole idea was thinking is that this mukaf, since Reish Gadol wants to use it to go entertain people in it, so therefore it's fine. Look at Rabbeinu Chanan over here. Azar Rava shalfinu lahenu kane, savar tzrich rekev gader bahai gisa, dirachit ledira, lemach, basically, I think, honestly, I'm 100% confused because from the Rashi it appears that he said that this takana doesn't work. And then you'd expect him to say that it's wrong. But you'll see now in a moment that Rava's own Talmidim are going to attack Rava on how could he matir this karpaf without the staves, these stokes. Look at the Gemara. Azar Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua. These are Rav's Talmidim. Naktinu mi batre. They went and they took out these stokes and they hid them away. Look at Rashi. Shelo yachzor Rav Huna v'yitkanem. Rav Huna wouldn't come back and fix them up again. Now again, it still looks like they think they're going to Chumrah. But now look what happens. Then lemachar, eiti v'ravinu l'rava. So again, complicated. Rashi says, Ya'etive, Lesiyue, the Shapir Avid. Right? Lesiyue, the Shapir Avid. You think of here, Lesiyue, who they're trying to help? They're trying to help Rava. The Gemara says, you'll see that on that. No, they're actually supporting Rav Huna, Rav Chinana. And what's their kashya to Rava? They're saying to Rava, how did you allow him to do without the poles? He had to put the poles in. Right? Because look, Lemachar, Etive, Ravin, Le Rava, he says to him like this. Ir chadasha moledin la mi yeshivata veyeshana mi chamata. And when you come to measure cities, right, for their tchum, so how do you measure? He says, a new city, you measure from where the people's houses are. And an old city, you measure from where the walls are. It's from the walls, you give them more space. Now, what's going on over here? Ezohi chadasha veyeshana, what's a new and old city? Chadasha ishehu kafa ulevasof yashva. An old city is a city where they first built the walls, and then they went and they sit and they yashva and they inhabited the place. That's a new city, sorry. And therefore, from there, a new city, where do you more dead from? From the houses themselves. You don't give them the whole tchum, expanding the city to the walls. You machmir. On the other hand, the yeshana, an old city, what does an old city mean? Yashva, they first built houses. Ulevasofukva, then they built walls around the houses. So here we've got a classic case of diurin hukafa le diurin. And there we give them the whole space. So what are they saying to Rava? Saying to Rava, Rava, why are you saying that this place is good enough without the walls? That they built the house inside it? Why? Vahai Nami, look at Rashi Avia. Vahai Nami, high pardes. This pardes, this bustana of Reish Galuta. Look at Rashi. Hai barai hukaf yamim rabim. It was walled for many, many days. Vahacha shomeire naase achshav. And the wall and that little guardhouse are only done now. The hekeva pardes lava data the hach dirahu, and therefore the walls originally weren't built for the purposes of this dira. The dami ki huka full of sof yashav, and it seems like the city there in that question we asked over there in that brayta, that walled city where they were first walled before they were what we call the new city. So the new city moredin lami yeshivata, why from their houses? And when we say a new city was shehukafa was first walled and then built houses inside it. So same thing over here. Hanami kuka full of sof yashva dami. So how come you're allowing it? You can't allow it. Now, maybe I've got the whole sugi upside down. I'm not going to lie to you. But something is basically Rava's Talmidim are arguing with Rava. Okay? So I'm a Leira Papa Le Rava. Now, another one. That was Etive Ravina Le Rava. Now, I'm a Leira Papa Le Rava. Again, Rav Papa says to Rava, Havaham Rav Asi, did Rav Asi say, Mechitzot Adrachalin? Now, it's quite interesting. Rashi says here, Adrachalin, or banaim, builders, she'osim mechitza letzel sivotehem kesheboni v'chama. When they're busy building around, they build like a shade house, so they've got a place to work. Right? And the mechitzot of adrichalim. So when they put up these mechitzot, lo shma mechitza, it's not really mechitza. Why? Because they're very temporary. Only there for now, they're going to go down tomorrow. That's sticking around for a long time. So Alma, Kevin did itzniuta avidness, they put them there just litzniuta, to hide things, right? To keep things there. Lo have a mechitza, not called the mechitza, it's hachinami. Kevin did it sniuta avida lo have mechitza. He says, so too, the mechitza over here that they did was just to keep things inside. It's not a proper mechitza. How can you allow them to carry inside there without them doing some sort of tikkun? V'amalena Rav Huna b'rayt Rav Yeshua Rav. Again, the third attack at Rav. V'am Rav Huna mechitza asuya lenachat lo shma mechitza. If you built a mechitza just to put things inside the mechitza, lenachat look Rashi shelo ladur sham eda lehishtamer mashi anichu sham, not to live there, just to look after things are guarded in there. Taha Rabbi Baravua, and the proof he brings over here is from Rabbi Baravua, Ma'arev la kula mechoza arsiata arsiata. When he built a mechit an eruv around mechoza, he didn't build it around the whole town. He went each suburb, suburb by suburb. Look at Rashi, arsiata shchunot shchunot levad. Right, what was the reason? Because he says, "V'chol shchuna yu mevuot harbei." There are lots of these passages with these mevuot harbei. V'lo etir et ha'iru kula b'yach. He didn't allow them one big eruv. Even though he would allow small towns, 60,000 people didn't go into it, but here, why not? Here, Mishum period the Beit Torah, says there's a Gemara, because we're period, what period? Look in the drawing there of Rashi, there were like big pits there where they had all the food for the oxen and for the donkeys inside there. He says, yeah, period the Beit Torah, I mean, the purpose of those mechitzas were just to guard the food, not for dwellings, so we couldn't rely on those mechitzas. So if we couldn't use it all as one big eruv. So now they've all attacked Rava for why did he uproot that what Rav Huna b'Reish Rav Chinina did yesterday? When he did it, he pasuled the Karpaf, Reish Galuta, and who was it? That was that's supposed to be the right Rav Chinina, Rav Huna b'Reish Chinina couldn't go and have their kiddush there together. Reish Galuta was pretty angry, and now Rava's three talmidim are telling Rava, no, what Rav Huna b'Reish Chinina did really was a good thing. So look at Reish Galuta's response. He says, "Kari alayhu Reish Galuta." Reish Galuta said about these three guys, "Chachamim heime lahara ulehetiv lo yadu." They only chachamim when it comes bad, but to do good, they know what they know how to do. Look at Rashi. Yeah, what's going on over here? I skipped that whole Rashi there. Ulahara. You see, that says leisor. Right? They were just good to leisor. Now Rashi brings a slightly different version over here of the Gaonim. Let's go through this version very quickly of Rashi. Sevya ubetshuvata goni matzati b'lashon acher. Slightly different. V'yashar be'naim, when it seems very good in my eyes, says Rashi. Hahu bustin ekarpaf yoter beitzah time shlo kafirat. It wasn't more than two beitzah time, and it wasn't mukafirat. We know. Ubavurke kaminach sadra or kuba shebonina melachim betoch pardeshelein. And this av kuvna is like an aksadra. An aksadra is like a covering. If you look over here, look at this picture over here. That's what he says the Gaonim say that it is. It's not like we saw little chairs. It's this aksadra, like a big covering with a bit of a tree on top, like a greenhouse. Right? It's a big covering underneath. And that's what he says the Gaonim say the story is. Right? This big aksadra. Right, he says, "Bustana ahu bustana kabavir." Or kubish winning about toch parshin, the omed beemtza in the middle of the paradise. Velo hutshach Reish Galuta ele letal tell me petach bustne sheya etz la bayit aravurka. And Reish Galuta didn't want to carry in the whole bustana. He just wanted to get. Can you see in the picture here, from the house in the back there to there, and that you see those poles over there, that is what Rav Huna b'Reish Rav Chinina built. He just built a path with a mechitza of poles. This was already there, right? That's what's going on over here. Look at Rashi. Well, maybe emtza parles. V'lo hutshachesh k'le'ele letalte mipetach bustin sheya etzla bayit arav arunke. V'ava drav huna barachinna kemin shvil. Like a path. Mina petach arav arunke gader mikal v'gader mikal v'kanei kare b'chot m'gimel hafsik bayin arach bustin. He built a love wood fence along the whole way. V'yetalte al boto shvil. So he carried on that shvil. V'rava ki shalfinu lo le'esor. And when Rava pulled them out, he didn't do it like I saw on him. On the contrary, Elala Hakel Alav. Rava was coming to be Makil, right? The sphere lay the Shari Latil Tuleba Kula Bush. Rava said, you don't need those poles. It's Mutar Enya. Rava seems to have a different opinion here that this Karpa for more than Beit Sa'at time, you can carry inside it. The Kevan de Banala Aburvankana Babusta, since there was this Aburvankana in the Bustana, this bigger, like sunshady house. Right, shavya lekule bustna chatzel avurkana, v'havei mukaf ledira. And therefore, Rava's whole thinking was: listen, you've got this avurkana, that's dira, and therefore you don't need a tikkun. And if you're going to start making a tikkun, people are going to think you need a tikkun, and that's why I went and pulled the poles out, so there wouldn't be a tikkun over there. Right? And then it says there, Atu Talmud and Rav, and therefore his students came, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Shua, and they said to Rav, Lo lehade Rav Huna bar Chinna velik, don't take it out. Vahi shata lo itkar lehu, de lav shapir avi de shalfinu. And Rav at the time, and they, these students, lo itkar, they didn't realize at the time when Rav did it, that it wasn't a good thing that he did. Ulamachar itkar, the next day they remembered. They remembered all these brighters. Vahatvu, and then they challenged Rav with all these brighters. All the examples that we saw. Hilchach Shafir Avad Rav Huna Bereid Rav Chinna. Therefore, Rav Huna did was right because of all those three titles that they had against him, that these mechitzot aren't really good mechitzot. You do need some sort of tikkun. Rav Papa Udbe Machzid Adrichalin, Da Mechitzot, Vachain and Achad, all the examples that they gave. And then Rav Eresh Gluta Karelayo, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Shelo Niskurit, they never remembered yesterday. Vesatru tikuno shavun, and then they asked it yesterday. Vachshav nasu chavim desolav ulheti lo gulid mo vechein ikar. And that's basically the story. So bottom line is still how we look at it. The rabbi felt it. It wasn't never needed a tikkun, and he pulled it out saying you don't need a tikkun. The Gaon explained that it's this big house in the middle, so it makes much more sense. Not this little guard house. The bottom line is you do need some sort of a tikkun at the end of the day. And what Rav Huna Bar Chinna did was the right thing that he did. Okay, let's carry on. Now the Gemara says, look, Amar Rabbi Elai, Shamat, we go back to the Mishnah. Was that clear, by the way? Clear? Everybody with me? Right? Okay. Let's go back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a couple of opinions. Kaf Gimel. So we had Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the fourth opinion. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ima Eta Orka Yater Rochva, Afilu, hold on, is that the right one? Amar Rabbi Elai Shamati. Now at the end, right at the mission, at the end of the Mishnah, remember we had Rabbi Eli said, Shamati Rabbi Eliezer, Vafilu hik bait kur, even if it's as big as a bait kur. Vachen shamati menu anchei chatze shachach chad mehem velo irev baito asun min chesif lutz ele, aval lahem mutar. Chen rent yotzi ba arkvarin. All these three things we heard about Rabbi Eli heard about Rabbi Eliezer. The three things were, the one was that the even be a bait kur, not necessarily bait satayim. Now a kur is 30 sayah. Okay, so when we say Beit Kur, it's not Beit Satayim, two Sayot, big enough to farm two Sayot, it's enough for 30 Sayot, Beit Kur. Right, so he says like this. Amar Shabbat, Matniti in the Gemara says, Lo Kechanine, it's not like Chananya. Why? The Tanya Chananya Omer, Afilu hi ka'arbaim Saya, ka'astratia shel melech, like the big street behind the courtyard of the king, or the square of the king. So he says, Chananya said, it could be 40 Saya. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer is saying 30 Saya, means not Rabbi Chananya, because Rabbi Chananya said 40 and he said 30. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? B'shnehem mikra echad darsh. They both learned the same pasuk. Right? What is the pasuk? Neymar, the pasuk is like this. Vayehi, right? Yeshayahu lo yatza chatzer hatichona. He didn't go across the chatzer. Udvar Hashem haya elav lemor. And God spoke to him. So Rabbi Yochanan explains as follows. What does it mean? Rashi chatzer hatichona. Rashi all the way down at the bottom there. Hatichona acharei paltin shel chizkia. So after this paltin, yeah, of chizkia melech, this is the square. Te'i chatzer shelivnei batim avai, was in front of the house, says Rashi, hachitzona havakarile. Therefore, it can't be right in front of the houses, because he said hachitzona. So therefore, he's saying that it was at the back. Not the outer one, not the courtyard, but the behind it. Afagav the gdolehi ke'ir, that's very, very big, karile chatzer, called the chatzer. So you're basically talking about in the town, this big square, it's like a city, and went across it, and he's calling it, it's a chatzir. Right? It's actually a city, but he calls it a chatzir. Why did Kativi ha'ir v'karina chatzir? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, it's called ir, right? We actually call it an ir, but karina, we wrote there in the pasuk, we wrote chatzir. So he says, what's going on? He says, mikan, the istria shel melech, shayuk ayarot beinoniot. So we see over there, these squares of kings are like beinoni towns. So the Gemara, okay, so they're both written in the same pasuk. The one comes to kur and the one comes to 40 sayah. How do they difference? How do they get the difference? But Michael, what's the argument between Chananya and Rabbi Eliezer? Mar sabar ayarot beinoniot have a bet kur. Mar sabar arbaim sayah havian. Really, this ir beinoniot, which is the pasuk with Chizkia, with Yeshayahu, we're talking about an average town. And the question now is, what is an average town? How big is it? Is it 40 kur sayah or 30 sayah? Same thing. So when Chizkiah says up to 30, up to a kur,
means 36. Learn from this pasuk over here, because he went across the chatzir. You could walk across the chatzir. The chatzir meaning every size of a town. What's every size of a town? 30 seya. And Rabbi Eliezer says 30 seya. And Chizkiah says 40 seya. But they're both talking about the same example. There's not a real difference between them. What was Yeshayahu doing over there? So he says, Yeshayahu went there. What did he do there? For Hoshiv Yeshiva al Pitcho. This is a sidetrack now, completely. Just we're asking, what was he doing that he went across the town? What was the Navi doing with the king? He says, Chizkiah Melech was sick, and Yeshayahu went there to check up on him. And what did he do while he was there? He brought Talmidim to come and set up a yeshiva there so they'd learn for him. Look at Rashi. Roshiv yeshiva shel Talmidim, lasok b'Torah pitcho, to learn Torah on his door. Shlo yehei reshut lemalech amavet likanesh shan. The Malachim couldn't come in because God's reading Torah over there. Look what the Gemara says. Mikan letalmid chacham. Here we hear from a Talmid chacham shechal who gets sick. Shemoshivin yeshiva al pitcho. That's the story. If a Talmid Chacham gets sick, put a yeshiva there by his door so that he will be saved. And what's the Gemara's answer? V'lav miltehi. That's not correct. You learn this out of that sugya there with the yeshiva. Don't do it. Right? Don't do it. Look at Rashi there. Sata malacha mavet. Right? Now, etc. V'lav miltehi. Why is it lav milta? You don't want to do it because you can actually challenge this. Satra, right? You don't want to basically attract attention. That's really the idea of here. By putting too much attention outside his door, you actually bring attention rather than letting him be sick in private, etc. Sabbath to hit him, whatever the case is. You don't want to do that. So that's a complete sidetrack to our Gemara. The Gemara says, why? Because the Gemara says, you're going to challenge, you're going to entice, you're going to, what's like, a girui is like, how do you say, I'm missing the word in English, help me there. A girui, what?
Inside.
Yeah, but not inside, but it's more when you, like, when a person has a desire for something, you know, like he has a girui, like a woman in labor, you know, like pregnant women have these, what's it called? They have they have to have eggs or something. What's the word?
Craving,
that's right. So the craving of the Satan, you'll give him some sort of energy, therefore keep it away. Okay, that was the first answer of Rabbi Eliezer. And we see over there what he said about the Shloshim Kur. And we now, next question. What else did I hear from Rabbi Eliezer? Remember Rabbi Eliezer said over there, a bit of a chidush. He said like this, that if you've got Anshei Chatzer, right, so you're all these guys in the common courtyard, and they meant to make an Eruv between all of them, an Eruv Chatzerot. If one of them didn't make an Eruv Chatzerot, the whole Eruv Chatzer becomes Asru. Why? Because each and every person owns a small part of that Eruv. And you have to have an Eruv Chatzer with everybody. So if you haven't got an Eruv Chatzer with everybody, the whole Eruv is Asru. So what do we say? We said the one guy can Mevatel his Reshut in the Eruv. And then there was a big Chidush that Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eli. What was it? That they can all carry now. Right? Let's actually go back to the Mishnah. Look at it in the Mishnah for a second. Go back to Kaf Gimel, I think it was, the Mishnah on Kaf Gimel, yes. Go to Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. He said there, look here. Chatzish reichah mihem v'lo yirev beito asur milachnis olotzi lo. Right? Asur lo milachnis olotzi lo. He can't get in and out. Avalahem mutar. Look at Rashi over there. What was avalahem mutar? Right, they were allowed to go into his house and out of his house. Right, maybe there's a Rashi over here. Look at Rashi over here. Anshe chatze shachach chad mehen. Right, Rashi, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Rashi, in the middle of the Rashi. Vadai matnitin b'shebitel lahen reshut shayalo b'chatzer mai. Rashi is a pashut that we speak about a situation where his reshut in the chatzer, he was mevatel. He said, I don't want mine, it's all yours now. I've got no more reshut in this chatzer. The Elo battle, if he didn't do battle, Rashi, Af Bechatzer Asurim Nataltim Batel, they can't do anything either. She'abatim lekol echad vechalen, it belongs to each one of everybody then. V'chatzer Reshut Kulan, v'chelko oser alehen. The fact that he didn't do an Eruv is stopping them from using their chatzer. Okay, that's Pashut up until now. V'ashmin Rabbi Lai, what was the chidush? Rabbi Lai said like this, Ta'am Vatel Reshut Chatzero, when he was a Vatel, his rat in his chatzer, Reshut Beito Nami Bitel, even his house he was Mevatel. right? Venase oreach etzvan. Now he becomes basically like a visitor by them. It's their house, their chatzer. He's got no rights any longer. It's just theirs. Lefichach ech af beito mutar lahen. Right? So therefore, only his house, but their house is now, his house is open to them. Aval hu asu lachnis ulotzi mi beito lechatzer. But he can't do anything. Not from his house to the chatzer. Right, even though he can take stuff, right, from their houses, lechatzer, because he's a visitor at them. Ushelahen mutar lo, there's right. Velahen kasher kol adam hanichnas lechatzer chaveru mutar lo lehotzi mipetach chaveru lechatzer. Da reshut lechadu. Vachinami, basically, what they're saying over here, because he's got no longer reshut to be like a visitor, they've got reshut, so he can take their stuff in and out, right. The batel lehu di dehu, says Rashi mi beito, mihu asur hu lehotzi, but himself can't do anything from his own house. V'lo amrinan kevan de batel lehu reshut beito, have a beito kebate. We don't say that their house becomes, his house is their house. The bishlo mi batehen im hu machnis umotzi, if we would go to their own houses, if he goes in out of their houses, ikele meimar ke'inish balmo, like anybody else on the street, because it's their house. Ava mi beito chozer v'hichzik b'shutohu v'ose alehen. Right? So that is what's going on. What's going on over here? But his own house, right, he's his own house. They can't do anything. He can't do anything from his house into the chatzer. V'hein alav, and neither them to him. K'detnan perek adar. Mishnah tan reshuto v'hotzi bein shogeh bein meizid harei zeh ose. Okay, so that's basically what Rabbi Lai heard. That the big chiddush over here is that he can now go in and out of their chatzer in their house. They can even go in and out of his chatzer in his house, cause, into his chatzer because it's his. He can't do anything from his own house into his own chatzer. Right, that's what he says. So now the Gemara says as follows. Okay. I think we go to Kasha. Didn't we learn Beito Asu Lohotzi Ulahachnis Lo Ulahen? We got a Mishnah which says quite straightforward that it makes no difference. His house is Asu for him and for them. So what's going on over here? How come suddenly they allowed to use his house, his chatzer, he can't? Mishnah says completely the opposite. So I'm Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. I'm Rav Sheshed, Lo Kasha. Not a Kasha. What's going on here? Hi, Rabbi Lez Varabanan. It's quite simple. That is, our mission that we quote away that they can't carry in and out is Rabbi, is Rabbanan. What you quoting about there is, and what Rabbi Eli heard from Rabbi Eliezer. Right? The Gemara said, look at Rashi there. But need Rabbi Eliezer. I'm Rabbi Eli. Shamat Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the problem? So we've got a steal between a Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer. The one is a one ton and the one is Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara says an interesting thing. Right? And he says over here, and this is a bit strange. This is Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says Rav Sheshet. Right? He says, Lo Kasha. Says, Keshetimtzi Loma. Now, what does Ketimtzi Loma mean? If you make an effort and you want to really dig deep and look what's going on over here, in Rabbi Eliezer's words, Keshetimtzi Loma Lediva Rabbi Eliezer, what did he say? Hamavata Reshut Chatzero Reshut Beito Bitel. Right? When you Mavatel Reshut in your Chatzer, like he did over here, because he never made an Eruv, right? Reshut Beito is also Bitel. His house is also, in other words, everything now becomes open up to that, to the whole group, and Rabbanan, they said the other way around. Mevat reshut chatzero, reshut beitel or bitel, and Rabbanan said, no. So basically, what Rav Sheshet is saying over here, if you look carefully at what Rabbi Eliezer is actually saying, he's saying over here that the machloket is when you mevatel. Hello, Brian. Welcome. I just saw you now. Okay, all good. So now, when you mevatel, I can't hear you. You're on mute. That's okay. When you mevatel your house, according to Rabbi Eliezer, your chatzir, you mevatel your house as well. According to Rabbanan, when you mevatel your chatzir, you don't mevatel your house, right? The Gemara says, I don't understand. That's pshita. Look at Rashi there. Pshita de v'achi pligay v'lam le Rav Sheshet lomar. What is Rav Sheshet speaking about when he says, if you make an effort and you look deep into what Rabbi is saying? It's Pashut. That's Rabbi is saying. So now the Gemara is like, I'm Rechava. Rechava said like this, Anav Rav Huna Bar Chinna Targimna. We explain what's going on as follows. What did Rav Sheshet mean when he said, Keshetimtzi Lomar? Rav Sheshet says, Yalahai, Keshetimtzi Lomar, Rav Sheshet Lema Itzchich. What did he need to say, Timtzi Lomar for? He said, Lo Nitzchacha, the reason it was only Lechamisha sheshruin b'chatzer echad. In a certain particular case, you've got a case where there are five guys who all share a chatzer. Look at Rashi.
Dashmina and Rav Sheshet, the Sumle. Rav Sheshet is telling us, pay attention. Lahavin ta machlokatan, to understand what the machlokat between Rabbanan and Rav Eliezer is. Ve'yilmodi menu davar echa acher Rav Eliezer, to learn something else about Rav Eliezer. What is that other thing, says Rashi? Mevatel ba'ayin yafa mevatel. Ve'lo amrinan chatzer de gali gali, bait lo gali lo gali. So he says, Rav Eliezer, he has a principle. And his principle is, when I'm of everything I do, ba'ayin yafa. So if I'm vatel machatzer, don't say I'm vatling machatzer and not my house. No, I'm vatling everything. It's all yours. I caused the problem. It's all yours. What, Ira? I'm going to say something. V'neilaf b'nei, learn from that, says Rashi. D'heiche d'batil echad minayu batil kulu. And when he's vatel one of the aspects of his ownership, he's vatling everything. V'lo amrina l'man d'gale gali, l'man d'lo gali lo gali. Don't say it's only the chatzer, not the house. Ul Rabbanan, tzarich levatel kol echad v'chad. Remember, with Rabbanan, you have to mevatel the chatzer, and you have to mevatel the house. They're two different things altogether. Ki yechid legabe bayit, shvilehu demai de lo parish lo batel. If you aren't saying it specifically, you didn't do it. Hachanami, lemand lo parish lo batel, v'chulan asuri. And therefore, as far as Rabbanan is concerned, if you didn't say the house also batel, then the house asked everybody. If you just said the chatzer, then it's only the chatzer. Right? Da'af agav da'hai da'batele irev im chaveiro, ki irev mi etmol adate da'hu chulke lo irev, da'hi shaita lav didehu. He says, because now, he says, af agav da'hai da'batele. This part, now these guys, oh, hold on 1 second. V'te tanya bahadar echa minashuk shama v'kesed. You know what? I'm being honest with you, I'm getting a little confused now. I'm getting lost myself in this Rashi. But bottom line, he's saying over here, he says, that is the machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer is telling us that Rabbi Eliezer is saying, batel ba'ayin yafa, and Rabbanan is saying, no, it's only the house. So now, l'divei Rabbi Eliezer, k'shu mevatel reshuto, ein tzarich levatel kol echad ve'echad. That's Gemara. U'Rabbanan, k'shu mevatel reshuto, tzarich levatel kol echad ve'echad. So that seems to be why Rav Sheshet said, Keshetim Tziloma. He says, not because of this machlok, this might be Pashut. But really, there's another message over here hiding behind that, and that is Ayin Yafa or Lo Ayin Yafa. Do we have to specify things, or can we make assumptions? Once now, Kaman Azla Haratanya. Now we get this brighter that we spoke about, that case in point. Chamisha Sheshuin Bechatzer Echa Veshachachem Mehem Lo Yirev Keshu Mevatel Rishuto, Ein Shrich Levatel Rishuto Lekol Echad Veechad. Come on. And the Gemara brings it brighter. And the brighter straightforward and says that you don't have to Mevatel everything. In fact, you said your Chatzer is good enough. Say, who's that? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Right? So bottom line, that's the brighter there. That was Rabbi Eliezer, and he spoke particularly about that house. And that was Chachamim Mecholek on him. Chachamim would say, no, it's not good enough. If you Mevatel your Chatzer, you also have to Mevatel your house. The Gemara has got a starting difference like this. Rav Kahana Matni Hachi. Rav Kahana learned the sugya like we learned it up until now. Look at Rashi. Rav Kahana matni achi lahai keshetim slomat Rav Sheshet amatnitin v'rachav Rav Huna hu de tirguma l'agurinan mina achamisha shibu b'chatzir hu de'ata. Like we just saw now, Rav Kahana learned sugya like this. And why did Rav Sheshet say what he said? To teach us the special din in that brighter over there of five guys who owned the chatzir together. However, Rav Tavyumi Matniachi. He had a slightly different version of Tavyumi. He said no. Look at Rashi there. Rav Tavyumi Matni Rav Sheshet Behedya Amrala. It's not that it's Keshetim Tzilomar. He said Rav Sheshet spoke out straight, loud and clear. And he said like this. Come on, Azla Haratanya Khamishash for this brighter. The Khatri Khavashahamloi Rev Keshum Batrushu and Shukalecha Vecha. Come on. Amrav Huna Braid Rav Yehuda. Amrav Sheshet. Come on, Karabi Eliezer. So he hasn't got that version there of where he said Keshetim Tzilomar. He never said that. He quoted the brighter and said, who's the brighter? Like Rabbi Eliezer, and it was very straightforward. And then Amar Papa Rabaya. So now Papa asked Rabaya a question. L'Rabbi Eliezer, right? Now look at Rashi there. The Amar Mistome Bita Rishut Beito. That he was assuming there was Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. In a case when a person was mevatel their chatzer, they said, listen, I haven't got an eruv, therefore I'm basically giving up my rights to my chatzer. We assume at the same time, he also said, I'm giving up my rights to my house. Right? That's the question. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that, Rav Papa asked by a question. I amar lo mevatlina. What if he says specifically, I'm not giving up my house? Do we believe him? The fact that he was mevatel the chatzer. And he said, and we assume now he's also mevatling the house. But he said to you, listen, guys, I'm mevatling my chatzer, but I'm not mevatling my house.
Okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Look at Rashi, yeah? Imamar behedya. Specifically, lo betlin reshut beito. Mi ave beito mutar. Would their house, would his house now still be mutar to them or not? In other words, do we say, we don't care what he said. The moment he was mevatel his chatzer, we're assuming he mevatel his house as well. Even if he tells us no, he actually means yes. That's the one question. Ul Rabbanan. Now, what about Rabbanan? Rabbanan are the ones who make an assumption that he isn't being mevatel his house. They say if he's mevateling the chatzer, it's only the chatzer and not the house as well. Right? So now with them, im amar mevatlina. What if he says, I am being mevatel my house as well? Can a guy be mevatel his house according to Rabbanan? Okay, he's mevatel the chatzer. And therefore, when he tells you, listen, guys, I'm mevateling my chatzer and my house. Do we accept it or not? Is his house now mutar to them, or does it still stay his without a mechitza, without an eruv? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara explains the story. Time with Rabbi Eliezer. Watch Rabbi Eliezer's story. Mishum neksara vatel yoshut chatzer yoshut beito batel. But he says no. So therefore, maybe we'll accept it. Or Dilma, time, watch up, there's his reason. Mishum de bayit belo chatzer lo aved in shade daire. Really, a house without a courtyard is of no purpose to me. So once I've given up my courtyard, what good is my house to me? Right? Vechika amar lo mevatlina. And therefore, when I've given up my courtyard, but I tell you I'm not giving up my house, it's love called kamina. It's meaningless. So therefore, afagav da amar dayarana love klum ka amar. That would be the question. Vel rabana, I amar mevatlina mai. When he said mevatlina, what's going on over here? Time it rabana. Watch rabanan svara mishum de kesavre. I'm mevatel rishut chatzayru shubayt lo bita. Because normally a person says, I'm mevatlin my chatz. I'm not being mevatel my house. I'm not giving away everything, right? V'hai amar mevatlina. But this guy did say, I am being mevatel. So therefore, maybe we'd accept it, because at the end of the day, he said it. Rabbanan said, listen, he doesn't normally say it, but yeah, he said it, so it would be considered batel. Therefore, they could now use his house to carry in stuff in and out on Shabbos as well. Or Dilma, maybe not. Time with Rabbanan, what's the rules of Rabbanan's rules? Mishum, de lo avid inchei de masaret nafshe de gamri beit chatzit. A person has a rule, a normal person, doesn't abandon his rights to his chatzir and to his house. So therefore, the normal assumption is that when he was mevatel the chatzir, he isn't mevatel his house. However, but this guy did say yes. So bottom line, he doesn't really mean it. The Gemara said, love, call, commit, we don't accept it. So that's the question that Rav Papa asked Abaya. How would it be to either one when the guy did say, will we say, you know what, we accept what he's saying, or we say, no, he didn't really mean it. Right? So Amalei says to him like this, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Ezer, Keva de Gale, Date Gale. If a person says something, believe him. Even if our assumptions are different, if he just said chatzer, we don't assume house. If he said chatzer and house, we listen to what he said and we say chatzer and house. Okay, now the last thing that he heard, the last story that Eli heard from Rabbi Eliezer was, V'chein shamati nimenu sheyotzim ba'akar v'lim ba'pesach. Where we said there, what's my akar? I mean, it was some sort of vegetable which you could use for maror. So Rashi says over here, my at Karlin, Amr Esh Lakish, at Savta Charuziata. Rashi says the Savta Charuziata, Siv Ave Hagadel Sviva Dekel, some sort of like thick vegetable which grows around the palm trees. The Nichrach Vola, and they grow on them, they like wrap around like a vine type of thing. Kelulave Gefanim, right, like these palm heart type of ideas. Charziati says, Kufot harbe yachad kemecharuzot v'tam marur, when they've got a bitter taste. That's really the end of it. Adranalach osin pasin, adranalach osin pasin, adranalach osin pasin. Let's leave it over here. We'll start tomorrow night, tomorrow with a new parak. Have a good Shabbos.